arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZO.
Good morning, I'm Kristen Chesick, and welcome to Creative Cafe. I have three wonderful individuals with me here this morning who are here to talk about the Kalamazoo Film Society. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have Dira Strauss, Mike Marchak, and Chad Campbell. And the question we like to ask first off on this show to get you warmed up is, what is your favorite morning beverage?
My favorite is black coffee. Nothing in it. And my favorite is actually local, Water Street, Midnight Oil.
Oh, okay.
That I grind myself.
Great.
Yeah. Not just coffee, but I doctor it.
in ways that we can all drink at 8 o'clock in the morning? Or
oh, of course. No, yes? If you like half and half and sugar.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I guess my mind went somewhere else. That's all right.
I tend to do a frozen mocha latte from Tim Hortons.
Okay. All right. So everybody has got something that gets them moving in the morning. That's great. Well, you're all involved in the Kalamazoo Film Society. Can we first talk about what the society is, how long it's been around, and then will each one of you talk a little bit about your role? Dira, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, my role is president currently, but I'm following big shoes from Mike Marchak that you hear later on, and he can really fill you in on the history.
Oh, okay.
And the other person here with us is Chad Campbell, and he's also on the board. But I do want to do a shout out to all of our board. It's a very hardworking volunteer board, and everyone commits to monthly meetings as well as working in between times.
Right, right. How long have you been with the society?
I've been with them close to 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mike, what about you?
Well, from the very beginning in 1988, but I have been on the board since 1992, so long time.
Okay. And what is the Film Society? What is that about?
Well, the Film Society sprang up to fill a void in the city of Kalamazoo. We had an arts cinema downtown that was in the basement of the Radisson. It was called the Bijou, and it was there for about 6 or 7 years and struggled, you know, but it still was there. And then eventually they had to close their doors. And okay. So a number of their patrons kind of bandied together and said, we got to continue this. And so we put together Kalamazoo Film Society, and we then started bringing films to town that were like the same films that Bijou was bringing.
Okay.
And so then, but we had a lot of different venues early on. We moved around like gypsies, you know. So
okay.
Anyhow, but we eventually landed at the Little Theater at WMU, and we were there for 14 years
right,
almost.
Right, so. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And now you're out Portage Way. Celebration Cinema, is that
right.
What you call home right now?
Right.
Okay. Chad, how about you?
I've been on the board since 2019. I'm currently kind of the secretary, I guess, for the board.
Okay.
And I just joined it because I have a love of cinema.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. What drew you to film as an artistic medium? Are you a filmmaker yourself?
That's a very good compliment to give myself. I don't know if I'm a filmmaker as okay. much as like I create some things once in a while. Okay. But yeah, film's always been a part of me. It's the language that I speak. It's how I, you know, learn how to do half the things that I can do is because I saw it in a movie. How okay. I interact with people is based off what I saw on a film somewhere.
Okay.
That is my art to me. That's nothing can make me feel the way a film can make me feel. And I just love what the board brings, so I wanted to be a part of it.
And so your day job is not filmmaking?
No, I'm a career coach. So I help people find employment and things like that, help them overcome different barriers in their lives that can be going on. But film has always been my thing, and it will always be my thing.
Yeah. And Mike, you've been around so you saw the closing of the Bijou.
Oh, yes.
So is film part of, are you a filmmaker?
No, I'm not a filmmaker, okay. but just a watcher from my early, early days. You know, I heard someone just the other day describe it as, I was bit by a virus in my early teens, and I've never been able to shake it.
Okay. So real love for the art form.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Okay. And what about you, Dara?
Yeah, I'm a former documentary filmmaker, actually, and also taught at Kalamazoo College and did creative work for the college. I love documentary film because it's such a challenge to get real people to tell their stories.
Right.
And then to put that together in a meaningful and hopefully entertaining way, using visuals and music and as well as their words. I still love that format.
So when did you know that you loved film?
Well, I started actually here at the Community Access Center, and that's when I first took my classes. I was with the League of Women Voters, and we took classes then, and I just kind of glommed on and just loved the medium. I loved the technical aspects, but then also really loved interviewing and talking with people.
Okay. And so the Kalamazoo Film Society, what kind of genres do you bring in? What do you focus on?
There are no genres.
Okay.
There are plenty of genres, obviously, in film, and we bring in some that are very distinctly belong to one genre. We'll also bring in films that belong to, they're very eclectic. They belong to 100 different genres all in the same film. And that's exactly the kind of film that we exist to bring in. We love a rom-com once in a while, but, you know, as much as we can only... We're not here to bring your latest J-Lo movie. We're here to bring you the alternate one of that, something that maybe you won't be able to see in 2,000-plus screens. You're only going to be able to see it in 10 or 20, and we want Kalamazoo to be one of those places.
I gotcha.
I used to say, Kristen, we bring the big city to Kalamazoo.
Right.
I mean, the films that we've been bringing all through the years probably only played Detroit and Chicago. So we have this unique arrangement now with Celebration Cinema. It's probably one of the greatest synergies that we've encountered, we can run in a lot of different directions now. But usually they're films, either they're independents or they're foreign films that normally wouldn't play a commercial theater here. So
Right. We have loved the collaboration with Celebration. Even this year, and this year isn't over yet, we've had over 50 films.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. And which we could never have done before at the little theater, even though people still say they miss that. And there is something to have missed from the little theater of the community. But to be able to bring over 50 films already, and it's the beginning of October, And like Chad was saying, we've got horror films, you know, comedies, animation, documentaries, of course, and small features. The shorts, the Oscar shorts, which are really fun that we bring.
Right. So that those are the short films that we don't really get to see when we're watching the awards, right?
Right.
You have to go look them up somewhere. So you can actually, you bring them to the big screen for us in Kalamazoo.
They're in the big screen.
For quite a while, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
We started when we were at the Alamo, and then that carried on to Celebration.
Yeah. So. Cinema, okay. Yeah. What else can you think of that you have brought to Kalamazoo that somebody would say, wow, oh my God, I have to find your website, I have to know more?
So I'll say for this year, we brought a movie called Skinamarink.
Okay.
Very popular online. And it was a horror film, and it is just a series of, I'm talking 5 to 7 minute single shots of things happening. There was never a face on screen. There's never anything distinct on screen. It's just creepy the whole time. It's one of those films that you would watch it in film school because they force you to, and you would either love it or you're going to hate it.
Oh, okay.
But it's incredibly unique, and you're never going to see a film like that play in 2,000 screens. And so that's the kind of thing that when I saw it, I was like, no one else could bring that but us.
Right.
That's one of my favorite things that we brought this year.
Okay. What has been one of your favorite things that you've brought in?
Oh, that's easy for me to answer.
Yeah.
We brought a love story in the middle of the summer that I still think is one of the greatest love stories I've ever seen, and not everybody saw it. And it's a film called Past Lives.
Oh, okay.
And right now I think it's probably my number two film of the year, but now I haven't seen The Killers of the Flower Moon yet. But
that's the film I was going to say. Past Lives is really
the best we brought. Okay. Skinamarink was the most like unique.
For adventurous viewers.
Yes.
Okay. For your listeners that haven't seen it or wonder where to find it, you can now stream it at Prime, I think Prime Video, for like $5.99. But it's well worth it.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it won't be up for an Oscar.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And often they bring them back
For
a second screening. So we're hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
to see it on the big
screen. But we had it for about almost 3 weeks, I think. So, you know, I mean, that was longer than enough people turned out then to keep, you know, it all depends who turns out the first week to see how long it sticks around.
Gotcha.
So you usually need a good turnout the first week to get it to stay number two or number three.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have to take a short break. But when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Deer Strauss, Mike Marchak, and Chad Campbell about the Kalamazoo Film Society. We'll be right back.
Do you like a good party? Well, so does the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo. Join the Arts Council as they celebrate members of our community for their artistic contributions and achievements. The recipients of the various community arts awards make our community a more vibrant and engaging place to live. So come celebrate with the Arts Council, enjoy live performances and beautiful gifts of art as we honor and hear from those selected for 2023. The celebration will take place on Tuesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. at the Gull Lake Center for Performing Arts. That's Tuesday, December 5th at 7 p.m. Attendance is free, but RSVPs are appreciated. Simply go to KalamazooArts.org and visit the Community Arts Award page under Programs. The website again is KalamazooArts.org. We hope to see you there. It's going to be a great time. This message is proudly brought to you by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
And we're back. Before the break, we were talking with Deer Strauss, Mike Marchak, and Chad Campbell about the Kalamazoo Film Society. And we were chatting about genres, or maybe the lack of genres, Film Society, and what movies you guys focus on. Can we talk a little bit about the process that you use for selecting these films to show? You mentioned that these are not going to be films that are going to be seen in 2,000 theaters, maybe in 10 theaters, 20 theaters around the nation, which is really special for us in Kalamazoo. But how do you select the films?
Well, you know, initially when I got on the board, like I said, in 1992, I just wanted to get on the programming committee. And then I ended up with the presidency for like 25 years.
Isn't that the way it always goes?
I was always a programmer during those years,
okay,
too. What I would do is I spend a lot of time reading reviews, and I know my filmmakers, so whenever someone came up with a new film, especially one of the lions of the past, you know, I wanted to make sure we could bring it in. Mm-hmm. So I probably spent way too much time at Rotten Tomatoes and another film's critic review site called Metacritic. But anyhow, now we have a pretty special relationship with the head programmer at Celebration. Mm-hmm. He knows what we want, so we can make suggestions, and he's usually very good at following through with it. Mm-hmm. One of my suggestions this year, and what we used to do at the Little Theater, was to bring the Film Festival Award winners. And in about 2 weeks, the beginning of November, I think, we've got a film called Anatomy of a Fall coming. And it was a Palme d'Or winner at Cannes this year.
Mm, okay.
And directed by a woman who is only the second woman to win a Palme d'Or at Cannes throughout all those years. So anyhow, we got that coming in early November. And so I put the suggestion out there, and Eric followed through. So anyhow, he knows kind of what he wants. And then he gives us other things we may not want, but we take anyhow, because it will bring more people in, you know, so.
And so how far out does that usually happen?
I got to say right now, though, if you're a listener and you know what a Palme d'Or at Cannes is, please join the Film Society.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a top prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we don't know them too far out,
okay,
because the things keep coming very quickly. Mm. But usually 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. So you guys are very active. The society is very active then in trying to keep up with what's happening.
We have to be, and to also let people know what's, hey, it's here. It might just be here a week. You better go see it now if you're going to see it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
But people can join our email list without even becoming a member. And we have very hardworking board members, like I said before, who get those email notices out as soon as possible.
And so since we're talking about it, let's talk about what the website is that we would go to sign up for these newsletters.
Sure. It's Cal, K-A-L, Society.
Cal, K-A-L,
Film Society. Sorry. .net.
K Cal, K-A-L, filmsociety.net.
Right.
Okay. And that you sign up, and then you're going to get an email about what's coming to Celebration Cinema.
Yes.
That's great.
But you'll need a membership card to get our special price that gets you.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a second.
Sure. The special price right now is $7.75 with a membership card.
Okay.
Now, that's at any time during the week or weekend. And if you go to a weekend show, the top price, I don't even know what it is.
$11.12. It's like $11.95,
yeah,
I believe.
Something like that.
Okay.
So $7.75, you could save an easy $4 or $5, you know, on each showing. So you really don't, and the membership fee is only $10, so you don't have to see.
For a year.
Yeah, for a year. So you don't get to, I mean, you don't have to see too many films to get your money back. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know. That's like one or two films and you get your money back.
Three at the max.
And supporting a great.
Exactly. Not only do you get a refund or a discount on your ticket, but you're also supporting the Film Society and all the other things we do. We do a lot other things besides bringing films to Celebration.
Yeah, you do a local showcase as well, correct?
Yeah, local filmmaker showcase. We bring in different current films from local filmmakers. We try to keep it specifically to Southwest Michigan. We will also, though, we accept films from all across the state.
Okay, so all across the state, but that is really kind of local though when you think about filmmaking.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, and the showcase isn't a competition.
Okay,
it's not a competition.
Sure.
That we do are vetted to get into it. That we make sure that they're quality films, but it's not like who's going to be the best or who's going to be the audience select. But it's to show all these different films on a big screen at Celebration with the big sound.
Right.
And to have your work up there, it's really special.
I can only imagine to be able to celebrate local artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
filmmakers. So how many years have you been doing the showcase?
This will be our second year.
Okay.
So it's relatively new. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, through our years at the Little Theater, which I said it was 14, actually it was 16, I think.
Was that? I don't know.
Yeah, 16. Anyhow, through
those
years,
12, you get a pass.
We wouldn't have like a filmmaker showcase, but we would always try and get local filmmakers' works up on screen. Dara being one, you know, and a number of times we gave them the opportunity even to have a box office, So we always did that through the years.
Okay. All right. But the showcase itself at Celebration Cinema, that year, so going into it will be third year, or this will be the second
yes.
year. When is it?
March.
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 I should know this.
He's the organizer of it.
Yeah.
I think I read on your website that you will start accepting in January.
We've already people can submit
right now.
For Film Freeway.
Okay.
But last year, I think we had it like in February, and half of the county was out of power.
Yes.
Except for Celebration. And so people could come and get popcorn and watch their films. But we decided to push it back a little bit and maybe get some better weather and we had a great turnout. But
sure.
So the deadline to turn in is January 28th.
Okay, that's
a regular deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get notified on February 11th if your film makes it or does not make it.
Yep.
And then March 13th is the event date.
Okay, and March 13th. And how many films do you anticipate showing?
It really depends. It's 20 minutes or less. So we try to keep it within about 90 minutes because and that's of films.
Of films. Okay.
Yeah, if you push over 90 and that's a lot of varied shorts, the audience tends to get very restless.
Mm.
So we like to stick to a close 90 so that everyone can have the time to enjoy each other's things. And so that, you know, that last person going on 2 hours, the audience is still paying attention. We want to make sure. And then we do a Q&A with everyone there afterward.
Oh, that's great. So I also noticed that there was a caveat on the website that the film had to have been made in 2020 or later?
Yes.
Is there a reason for that?
That's a very typical film festival thing. If you go to any kind of film festival, really any of them, the films have to be from the last 3 years. And the reason for that is simply because if you made something in the 90s, it was probably awesome. But hopefully you were able to give that its due and showcase it then as well as you could. Now we're kind of saying awesome, and you can still, you know, let us know that you made a great film in the 90s. We want to see it. But this film festival is focused on primarily encouraging new and upcoming filmmakers.
New and upcoming work. Okay. Okay. So if I can't pull something out I made in the third grade and send
I mean,
it to
you. Go ahead. Please
yeah?
do.
Yeah. yeah. But, you guys will love it. And nobody will ever see it again. Okay. That's fine. All right. So last 3 years. Say the deadline date again, January.
Yes, that was it. January 28th.
28th is the deadline, and how am I getting these films to you?
So you can go right on our website, calfilmsociety.net.
Yes.
And on there, you'll be able to find a link right to it on Film Freeway. Film Freeway is the MySpace Facebook of film. Yeah. You create a page for your movie, and then you have all these festivals that go on there, and that's how you submit
Oh,
them.
And that's how you submit. Okay, so kind of like a portal that, that yes, art exactly. festivals use, and that this right. is for film festivals.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And can you submit more than one, or do you just want to see your best?
If you want to. We will probably just choose one of your work, but feel free to submit more mm-hmm. with knowing that it's a $20 submission.
Okay.
So if you want to do 10 and you have that money, mm-hmm. Go for it. I just can't promise I'm going to show all 10.
I gotcha. And will those, once you select and everything's ready to go, we can find that on the website, the rundown?
Yep. We will update that on the website, on Facebook, and on Instagram as well.
Okay. All right. Somebody give me the website again.
CalFilmSociety.net. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. I'm taking over.
No. That's fine. Good. That's good. We're used to it, Chad. So that's okay.
That's quick draw.
All right. And you are a nonprofit, so how sure. do I give you money? How do I make a donation?
Right now, you could.
I could. Yeah, I could.
You got 10 spot right yeah. there. Yeah. No, again, that's on the website, too. So, and the membership is $10, as we mm-hmm. mentioned, and that sure. not only gets you the discount on the tickets, but also helps support the organization. Okay. So,
and we've been a nonprofit since our inception. So, right. you know.
Yeah, and we do other things besides the festival, the showcase that we're doing now. We've done in the past. We've offered grants. We've also helped promote other films that are in and around, mm-hmm. Like at Western and at K College.
Yeah,
we've also participated in the Art Hop. Uh-huh. For several years, especially before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we're just trying different things to get the word out.
Sure, yeah. sure.
Oh, and we also have kind of like a trailer that precedes every one of our films. So right. you'll see it's, I don't know how long it is, it's only 10 seconds.
10
maybe.
Seconds,
yeah.
15 I think.
But anyhow, it will identify each film that we're sponsoring mm-hmm. at Celebration
oh, that's
just
great.
Prior to it.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so they'll get an idea of what a membership would give them mm-hmm. by just seeing that trailer come up each time.
Right. Sure, sure.
Yeah. The other interesting thing on our website is there's a catalog of mm-hmm. every single film we've ever shown.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it's pages yeah. long. But right. it's on the yeah. website. Yeah.
So yeah, really... so check out the website, calfilmsociety.net. Well, dear Strauss, Mike Marchak, and Chad Campbell, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've learned a lot about the Kalamazoo Film Society, and I'm sure our listeners have too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. Kalamazoo is rich in arts and culture. Our commercial, educational, and creative economies thrive when our community has spaces and places to connect and outlets for creative expression. The arts improve individual well-being, drive tourism, spark creativity, and strengthen our bonds. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo provides support and resources to artists and arts organizations throughout Kalamazoo County. Another round of grant deadlines will soon be approaching. If you are an artist or an arts organization in Kalamazoo County, the Arts Council has resources for you. Find out about the grants they offer to fund your next project or professional development opportunity at kalamazooarts.org and click the Grants tab, or call them at 269-342-5059 and they'll be happy to help. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo gives out approximately $200,000 in grants each year, and they want to support you too. Now you know.